Welcome to an all-new episode of Glenn's Talking, Man from New York. In this episode, we're going to be talking about billionaires battling out over the moon. Also, an international caper involving a Kardashian. Also, talking about the CIA and making babies. So before we get to this new episode, we got to try to pay the bills or at least buy the host a cup of coffee. So stay tuned and hear a brief word about one of our sponsors, and then we will get going with the episode. And we're here, folks. This is Glenn. Glenn is talking. So I mentioned billionaires battling over the moon. This is not a comic book or a summer blockbuster movie. This is real life. I'm talking about Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Elon Musk, founder, CEO of Tesla, and SpaceX, I think, as I'm talking, considered the richest man in the world. And Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, the man responsible for all those cardboard boxes in your garbage. And he's the founder of Blue Origin, a space company. And Elon Musk's company, SpaceX, has a close relationship with NASA. They've been working with them to put rockets in space and deliver things to the International Space Station. And they recently was awarded a contract to help build a vehicle to return astronauts to the moon. That's right, baby. We're going back to the moon. It's been too long. So Jeff Bezos' company, I guess was not too happy. They want a review of guess how this contract was awarded, whatever. And Elon Musk kind of mocked Jeff Bezos, saying they can't get it up. And look, if you're a billionaire, you have to be into space. Everyone wants to go to space. Richard Branson, founder of Virgin, he has a space company too. And I think they're going to be doing space tourism in the next, next year. So everybody wants to go to space. Everyone wants to explore the stars and the great beyond. And look, that's cool. I believe in space exploration. I believe the advancement that it produces for us. I think having a bigger perspective of our place in the universe is always a cool thing. But let's not forget about Earth, right? Where we like are living right now. Like, this place, first of all, we got some cool things here that can be explored. And we kind of have a little thing called climate change going on, right? And sometimes you get the feeling that a lot of this people who want to go to space, they figured the Earth is just going to hell, and they just want to get the hell out of here, right? It's kind of like your apartment being dirty or your house being really filthy, and instead of you cleaning it up, you kind of say, you know what? I'm just gonna buy a new house. Or like having a sink full of dirty dishes and be like, you know what? Instead of washing them or putting them in the dishwasher, maybe I could just order a whole new thing of dishes, which you probably would from Amazon. So like I said before, I'm support space exploration, but sometimes it gets a little like, okay, folks, let's do some cool stuff here. Like, let's make the Earth a little cleaner, a little safer, a little bit more happening. Let's shine it up a little bit. You know, let's give it a makeover. You know, I feel like sometimes people are so focused on things because they don't want to deal with what's happening now. In space, as wonderful as it is, the idea of sending people to the moon, eventually Mars, it feels like a distraction about what we could be doing here on this planet to fix things and make things better. Not saying that we shouldn't be exploring. I know some people are like, well, why are we going to space when people are hungry? Well, we can feed people and go to space. We don't have to sacrifice one or the other. You know, so it's about having the will to do it. But if you think about all the problems we have here on the planet, you know, a lot of people are worried about bringing children to the world. Now, this is another story. It was a new story that says that the United States, the birth rate has dropped to the lowest point in a century. Over 100 years. I mean, I don't know what was going on 100 years. Maybe because of prohibition. People were just too passed out to procreate. But seriously, the birth rate is dropping, and a lot of reasons for it. The access to birth control, the the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. And also, let's face it, because of money. People don't have enough money to support kids. It's very expensive. And look, how can you support a kid and pay for all these streaming services we got? I mean, you got Netflix, Disney Plus, HBO Max, Discovery Plus, Hulu. I mean, you got tons of stuff that you gotta pay for and take care of a kid. You know what I mean? You're asking me to choose between bringing a child into the world and, you know, paying for a Peacock from NBC Universal. Not a sponsor. I mean, no, but seriously, like, people, you know, supporting the child is very expensive. And also, people look at the world, they see things going on with the environment, they see a lot of the political tensions, what's going on around the world, and a lot of people are like, do I want to bring a kid into this world, or do I want to, you know, just stay home and play Xbox or PlayStation or whatever? No, seriously, people are like, you know, making these decisions. And look, I think more people would have kids if they made more money, if they could live in a nice place where the kids could run around and maybe not bother them. Because we kind of learned during the pandemic that a lot of people, spending time with their kids wasn't the best thing. Like, a lot of people, you follow social media, a lot of people who seem to be, like, on the edge of insanity because they were home all day with their kids, and they kind of realized, oh, wow, my kids might be difficult. Everything the teachers said might be true. My child doesn't listen and take instruction properly. So people are making these choices, and look, it does have an effect on the nation. It's when you think about the future of workers, you need people to fund retirement, you need people to run society. So, you know, the government, I don't know, maybe they'll pay people to have children. Who knows? I mean, I'm not really interested in being a dad, but if you're telling me there's a little payola involved, then, you know, call me daddy now, right? So, speaking of mentioned the government, there was a really, I don't want to say, it was kind of funny. So, the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, not the Culinary Institute of America, you know, both formidable, dangerous institutions, but the CIA released a new ad, sort of touting diversity and, you know, cultural diversity. And I think one point that someone asked, like, I'm a woman of color, I'm a mom, I'm, a vegetarian mom with three arms, maybe. I don't know, that wasn't in it. But still, it was this new ad. And for some reason, on social media at least, there was kind of a crazy discourse about it. There were people who was like, oh, the CIA is going soft. And they've gone woke. And look, I have no doubt that the CIA can pull off a coup today as they could any other time. I don't think they've gone soft, right? So there are people who said, but this is a sign of weakness and America failing. And then there were some people who were like, this is a sign that, you know, the so-called woke ideology, whatever you want to call it, social justice and diversity, it's a hollow message because it can be easily co-opted. So look, this is what happened. The CIA, like any other organization or company, takes a look at what's happening around them, the social landscape, and they try to, you know, get in where they fit in, and they try to sort of respond to whatever's happening in the culture. And right now, these issues are very important to people. And no one wants, companies, doesn't matter if you're talking about an intelligence agency or you're talking about a company selling soda or potato chips. They want to be in the midst of the conversation. So this CIA ad about diversity is really no different than a very famous ad from the 1970s. In fact, 1971. And if you were around then, you probably saw it when it first aired. Even if you too young to see it then, you probably heard of it. And it's called, I Like to Teach the World to Sing. It's a group of diverse people. Hippies, basically, on the hilltop. And this is at the height of the counterculture. And they're singing, I like to teach the world to sing. That's the only singing you're getting from me today. And they're talking about, you know, people coming together. And it's a very might be one of the best commercials ever made. And it's about freaking soda. Because Coca-Cola wanted to be cool. And they wanted, at the time, the conversations that were happening in the country, everything from civil rights to Vietnam to feminism, people, you know, issues that are still going on today as far as social justice. They wanted to be part of the conversation. They wanted to be a positive part of it. They wanted your perspective and them to be in wherever the trajectory of the conversation was going. So just like Coca-Cola, the CIA looks at what's happening around the world. They see what's happening in the national conversation. They're like, people already think we're the most evil people on the planet. So we might as well try to do something and say, hey, we're not that bad. We're kind of cool too. Which is basically what they're doing. Now, speaking of, since the CIA does a lot of international, right? Their mandate is only to be international stuff. Speaking of international capers, Kim Kardashian, right? I don't know if you heard this story or not. So, federal authorities were trying to seize an ancient Roman statue from around the 1st or 2nd century that was imported into the United States about 5 years ago. And apparently the statue was supposed to be heading to Kim Kardashian. And so Italian authorities, they want this statue back. Because it's an artifact. It's a piece of history. And so the feds were trying to get a hold of it. And at some point, Kim Kardashian's name was on the list of people. Like, this was who the statue was meant for. Now, Kim Kardashian said she never even knew about this. Never heard about this. The authorities are not blaming her or anything. In fact, it's likely that whoever was responsible for this was maybe just using her name for whatever reason, because she's famous, they wanted to impress somebody, whatever they were doing. And besides, you know, if anyone in that circle was going to like import like artifacts sort of illegally from another country, it'd probably be Kanye, right? And since they're divorced, so you know. But still, I was just thinking, what if it was true though? This use our imagination. Was like, what if Kim Kardashian was like the head of like an international crime cartel? Now some people feel like all their Kardashian reality shows are a criminal act, but that's all a matter of taste. But still, what if Kim Kardashian, the whole like glamour and the clothes, the makeup, the Instagram, the selfies, it was all a front, and she was like the head of like a major organized crime syndicate, state, you know, importing and exporting all kinds of contraband. I think she'd become even more popular. I think if it turned out that Kim Kardashian was a crime boss, you would see millions of young women taking selfies, not only of them in like bikinis or nice outfits, but they'd be like taking selfies of them like organizing hits and taking pictures of places where there was a robbery of like jewelry or antiques. I mean, it would not hurt her career at all if it turned out that Kim Kardashian was the head of like an international crime syndicate. But still, you know, it's a very interesting story. And hopefully we'll find out more. We'll see what other names may come up, who they might have used. And, speaking of Kim Kardashian, we got to talk about someone else in that circle. Caitlyn Jenner, who has decided to run for the governor of California. Interesting. In an interview with Sean Hannity, Caitlyn Jenner said that, you know, California is falling apart, and that spoke to a friend at a airplane hangar who was complaining about all the homeless people, which seems a little out of touch for many reasons. Like, you're at an airport hangar and talking about homeless people, and first of all, if you have a private airplane, what homeless people are you even dealing with? And first of all, you have an airplane, you can just fly over them if that's that bad, if they bother you that much. So really, but yeah, that's going to be a spectacle. And let's face it, politics has become 100% spectacle for the, I mean, and we, you know, we have a different administration, different things are going on, but it doesn't look like the circus-like atmosphere of politics that has really developed the past few years is going away anytime soon, which might go into your decision-making when it comes to having a baby or trying to lead the planet. Or, you know, or maybe you're just going to ignore that and start importing and exporting ancient artifacts. Well, I'm Glenn Mann. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram with the handle at Glenn Price Mann. Glenn with two N's, Price, Mann with two N's. And thank you for listening to Glenn is Talking, Man from New York.